Well, here in the U.S., California Governor Gavin Newsom is moving ahead with plans to slowly reopen the state. Yesterday, he announced that some retail businesses will be allowed to reopen as soon as Friday. Still, experts say the roadmap back to normal life could take a year or longer. So what does that mean for political candidates trying to run for office in this era of social distancing? Scott Schaefer of member station KQED in San Francisco has the story.
Seppi Shine announced she was running for the West Hollywood City Council with a video message back in November.
I am running my People Power campaign to represent you and to win a seat on West Hollywood City Council.
There's never been a woman of color on the West Hollywood City Council, and Shine, whose family fled Iran when she was five, is hoping to become the first. In early March, she had a fundraiser at her mom's place in San Jose, California. And that's when she realized everything was about to change.
Some people were scared to come, and the flights got canceled that night. We were supposed to leave after the fundraiser. We ended up having to take a rental car getting home at 4 a.m.
Campaigns have always thrived on people, volunteers making phone calls and knocking on doors, candidate meet and greets in living rooms, handshakes, selfies, rallies, all of it pretty much forbidden right now.
Thank you for being here with us tonight. I'm going to introduce my team for tonight's webinar.
For the past few weeks, dozens of women running for office across the country have tuned into a five-part webinar called Campaigning Through Crisis. It's put on by Emerge America, which trains Democratic women to run for office. The webinar facilitator is Jill Barkley Roy, who unsuccessfully ran for office in Maine.
I can't imagine how overwhelming it is to be a candidate right now. So allowing them to get together in a group setting like this and share advice and tips and just, you know, encouragement is really important.
Beyond the encouragement, though, Roy says, with the political environment so dramatically changed, the candidates need to get back to basics.
And that they remember that the reason that they ran for office in the first place is still true, and that there's probably new reasons now for why they need to continue to campaign, continue to stay in this race and win.
Ashanti Golar, the head of Emerge America, says the idea for campaigning through crisis came from one of their graduates, San Francisco Mayor London Breed.
So when she started implementing social distancing, banning large gatherings, that's when we knew that things were going to change.
That pivot includes recalculating the number of votes a candidate needs to win the race and where those votes will come from.
If you have a lot of college students in your district and all of those college students are gone because campuses are shut down, how are you recalculating your win number?
For Seppi Shine in West Hollywood, that's meant pivoting from asking voters for support to supporting voters.
We started a group called WeHo Neighbors Helping Neighbors. We created a Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter.
Using social media, she now has a small army of volunteers helping potential constituents survive the pandemic, sort of like an elected official would. Shine and other candidates like her hope that being there for their community in a crisis will help them win their election come November. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer.